to it here on a Thursday. Good to have you along for the conversation. All right, so the deal is this. Tim Scott is an up-and-coming senator from South Carolina, as you know. And he gave the response, as you saw, part of before the break, and did, a great job. And it's funny, if you listen to the different folks that watch Joe Biden's speech, of course, on CNN and other places, they fawn over him, although their own numbers point to the fact that he was far less well-received than was even Donald Trump, and has done the worst of any president in at least 20 years when it comes to how a first speech to a joint session of Congress is received and considered. He did a reasonable job of reading the teleprompter. I mean, he only fell a couple of times, right? I mean, that's all we can expect from the leader of the free world. You know, as long as you can survive a speech, hell, we got this. What else is there to worry about? Russia, China, you know, North Korea, that sort of thing. Don't worry about those things. Don't worry about those things. Okay, so back to Tim Scott for a bit longer. Just a bit longer. Because I want to have you hear what he said about race again, because it is the identity politics, the hyphenating of America that is tearing us in half. That's the wedge. It's the hyphen. African-American, Hispanic-American, Puerto Rican, or whatever it is. Stop it. We're Americans. Teddy Roosevelt pointed that out more than a century ago, and he was so right then, he'd be more right today. But let's go to that second comment from Senator Tim Scott. Here it is.
I've also experienced a different kind of intolerance. I get called Uncle Tom and the N-word by progressives, by liberals. Just last week, a national newspaper suggested my family's poverty was actually privilege. Because a relative owned land generations before my time. Believe me, I know firsthand, our healing is not finished. In 2015, after the shooting of Walter Scott, I wrote a bill to fund body cameras. Last year, after the deaths of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, I built an even bigger police reform proposal. But my Democratic colleagues blocked it. I extended an olive branch. I offered amendments, but Democrats used the filibuster to block the debate from even happening.
Yeah, the filibuster, that evil racist filibuster. You know, you've heard about it from those that label everybody as racist, that don't agree with their far-left ideas, their failed socialist, Marxist ideas. All right, so I want to take a moment and turn toward the other big, another big part of the conversation last night, and that, of course, being the pandemic. It's important, because I want you to remember, as a candidate, Joe Biden totally rejected the idea that the vaccine could possibly be safe. Do you remember that? Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, both discredited and disregarded the vaccine altogether because Donald Trump and Operation Warp Speed were on the path to a vaccine and they kept blowing it off. Now Joe Biden wants all the credit for Operation Warp Speed and the vaccine, but I needed to take you down memory lane on bite number 7 because it's important for you to see what was said before and to take it all in. Here it is.
So let's just say there's a vaccine that is approved and even distributed before the election. Would you get it?
Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done.
When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay.
And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency. You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see. So there's consensus. This is a safe vaccine.
If the president announced tomorrow we have a vaccine, would you take it? Only if it was completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it.
If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
And those are the people that are taking credit now for the vaccine and demanding that you get it or pleading that you get it or begging that you get it or whatever it is. Right? Okay. There you go. I'm going to take one more swing at this because, again, Joe Biden's reliance on racism to push his ideas is about all he's got. It's the idea of the separation of different groups of people. Divide, conquer. Simple stuff, right? I want you to hear this, bite number 12 from Joe Biden, again from last night's speech, talking about the most dangerous people in America. Very well, maybe you. Listen.
And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism. We're not going to ignore that either. My fellow Americans, look, we have to come together to heal the soul of this nation.
Let me explain something to you. Joe Biden asserts that the white supremacy or whatever is the most dangerous terrorist threat in America. Of course, they determined that without bringing in the numbers of more than 3,000 people killed on 9/11. Don't worry about those people. They don't count in what is done here. He asserts that the riot on January 6th was the worst event, an attack on the Capitol since the Civil War. After a deadly summer of rage, other attacks in the White House and federal court buildings all over this country. There was a Puerto Rican separatist attack inside the House chamber in the 1950s. Apparently that doesn't count. 4 presidential assassinations, 5 assassination attempts, Pearl Harbor, 9/11. None of that matters. January the 6th is all that matters. It was the worst ever. And you're all racist. That's what we've learned from old Joe. We'll have more on this later. Don't worry. The worst, biggest threat to America? It's a very simple thing to say. Say it with me. China. Simple, my friends. And communism, which, by the way, are one and the same. Quick break. We'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.